get it on like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it out to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the rage no more, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
Drive-In Saturday indeed. Got State of the Union coming in. They're just getting settled down. I'll let them do that before we get their stuff rocking. They got some new tunes produced over at David Minahan's. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Raver Show. And we'll start with a long Lou Reed song to get ourselves ready for the big show. And here you go. It's MFO.
This is the rock version. It's called Heroin. Just where I'm going, I to try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. On my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. I'm going to try to nullify my life, 'cause when the blood begins to flow, when it shoots up the dropper's neck, when I'm closing in on death, pretty girls with all your sweet pretty talk, you can all go take a walk, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Tell me you don't have a junkie's dream, haha. Born 1,000 years ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I'd put on a sailor's suit and a cap. Be the death of me. Heroin, it's my wife and it's my life, because a main to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead. Oh, I really don't care anymore about all you Jim Jims in this town, and everybody putting everybody else down, and all the politicians making crazy sounds, and all the dead bodies piled up in mounds. Oh. Next song is from the new album, and it's about a person watching television. It's a nice thing to write a song about. And it's called Satellite of Love.
Lost in the dark of my own room, and I It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Yeah, things working a little funky, but we'll get through it once again. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was State of the Union right there. Small Town Hero from Panaflex Blue. Before that, we had the Nas by Request. And Lou Reed with Heroin. And I have State of the Union right here. It's lead singer, lead guitarist, Joe Perry.
Hello, everybody.
And, yeah, not the Joe Perry you might be thinking of. This
right,
is
not the wealthy one.
State of the Union Joe Perry. And I also have Joe Moyer.
Hey, how
lead,
you doing?
Lead bassist. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. What happened to Sandy today, the drummer?
Sandy was, couldn't catch a flight up today. But hopefully can hear us, so we'll send it out good.
Hi, Sandy.
We're going to try and get her to take her boat up the Mystic River, you know, because it's easier than going over the Cape Cod Bridge in a car.
The river must come by here somewhere. Well, you guys have been good friends since you were kids. Where did you grow up?
I'm a North Cambridge kid.
Oh, really?
So North Cambridge and... yeah, I think these areas right here in wonderful Medford. I remember as a kid, once we were old enough to drive, we'd go driving around all here. So, yeah, this is almost home right here.
Right, right.
Yeah, I was in Arlington.
And I thought you guys were like high school friends or something.
Well, I grew up in Arlington. He grew up in Cambridge. But, you know, when you're young in high school, you start playing in a band. Then you're hanging out in Harvard Square with all the punks. Then you meet other people. And all of a sudden, you're rehearsing at a house in Cambridge. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, there's this kid we know that can play guitar really well. We're going to bring him down. And that's how
that's
Joe
how
Perry and I met.
Met,
you know. And the rest is history. Yeah, that was all high school.
I worked at a little grocery store. And the band's original drummer, John Sullivan, was old enough to buy beer. So, and I was always, when he came in to buy beer, I'd be like, how's the band going? I was just so fascinated. You know, like, give me something to listen to. So I think I went down there one night to hear him, and I was like, wow. And just the sound in the basement and what they were playing was like the coolest thing ever.
And you were like, I got to do this.
Yeah, that's like, that was it. That was it. And the downward spiral began then. But it was so, yeah, very cool.
That was a good time in music in Boston, too, you know, being able to go see Mission of Burma and the Neighborhoods and the Outlets and all those great bands,
right.
You know. It was just, Boston was on fire with local music.
I didn't even know. I wasn't, like, aware. I was down on the South Shore listening to Led Zeppelin, you know. I caught up quick, though, when I started DJing. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the stuff I got to play.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you guys did a new recording over at David Minahan's, huh? Woolly Mammoth Studios?
Yeah, we did. I think we did it over the winter.
Yeah.
And we kept it, you know, it's fairly short. It's an EP's worth of material, but it was kind of like waking up after the pandemic, and we brought in what we had, and it felt really good to get in there and do some new stuff.
The pandemic seemed to bring a lot of new music out, didn't it? Like, a lot of people recorded.
It seemed like, yeah, like, it seemed like a lot of people were productive. I found personally it was like I was so unproductive because there was nobody to play to. Like, that whole interaction was gone, and that was tough, but there was a lot of material that came out, and people kept busy, so... it's good for us to be back. Okay, we got some stuff, and we're trying to get shows going and all that right now. But I love this set of four songs we did. It came out sounding very cool, I think.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen, huh?
Yeah.
So the first one, Tether?
The first one's Tether. And this one, I love this because it's just a cool little wall of noise.
All right. Let's check it out. 91.5 MFO with State of the Union. Brand new.
We'll be right back. tether me to something. Tether me to you. Tether me to something. Tether me to you. I try to stand, but I can't do it.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Is that the next song? Whoops.
Yes.
Wow, so that's my first time hearing it with real, like, really good speakers behind it.
Let me get your mic up here.
All right.
There you go.
I was just saying this. So it's been a while since we're in the studio, and obviously the sound palette in the studio is phenomenal, but I've been listening to this on car speakers and cell phones, and it's the first time I really heard it with some real pro speakers here in the studio with the big boy JBLs, and I was hearing guitar parts and things in there I kind of forgot about. So
yeah, right.
It's cool. Always interesting to hear it in a different environment.
Right.
Kind of fun.
Very cool. So what's that one about, Tether?
Tether, I'd say it's tether.
It's okay.
Yeah, I can't really say what it's about. It's about maybe about friendships at a real high level.
It's whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Here Without You. Anything you want to say about this one?
So I was saying earlier, I grew up in North Cambridge, and so this song is, I wrote it for the guys I grew up with. This is looking back, thinking about being kids and going to buy albums on Friday nights for $3. And so that's just a little look back for those guys.
Right on. Let's check it out. This one's a new one from State of the Union again. Here Without You.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll hear that one in a second.
Yeah, we were just saying we did when we recorded this, we used a lot of different guitar parts, a lot of different guitars in the studio. And it has this set of four sounds a little different than, you know, things we've done in the past, a little bit, a little cleaner. Yeah, there's a lot of little things hidden in there between some vocal parts and guitar parts, as we were just talking about. It was definitely fun to do.
Sounds fun. Sounds great. And, produced at Woolly Mammoth with David Minahan of Neighborhoods fame.
Yeah, and Dave was kind enough to sing and play a little bit here and there.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
He
wouldn't touch our stuff.
You know, it was for me, it was fun, you know, like just to hear him play and sing. And
right.
This next one, I think, was probably our pandemic song, and he did a lot on this one. You can hear the Dave bits in and around.
Okay, let me cue it up here. This one's called Letters from the Front.
Yeah, that's it.
Anything you want to say about it?
No, it's a little different than people, you know, that we've done in the past. And we did this. I think I wrote this like the week before we go into the studio, and we rehearsed it the week before.
Wow.
And we were like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, one night at rehearsal, that was it.
And yeah.
It was like a Wednesday night, and then Saturday we were recording it.
Well, you've heard about like that Stooges first album, right?
No.
They didn't have enough songs for the album, and it was like the night before they were recording, they wrote like four songs.
Like last minute.
Yeah. Like the night before they had to record. And they're all great songs.
Wow.
All right, so this one, Letters from the Front. Been having a little trouble with this disc player, but... Here we go.
Send you postcards of the wasteland too. I'll send you letters from the front, 'cause that's all that I can do. Send you postcards of the wasteland too. Kids ask me questions, I answer what I can, but some still all alone at night, the echoes still remain. It's like a movie, man, but there ain't no stars around. Even they won't remain. We spend our days counting those who are lost.
91.5 WMFO Medford. One new one left?
Yeah, there is. There is one new one left. Broken Town.
Been enjoying all these thoroughly.
Thank you.
Good stuff. What's Broken Town about? Any particular town?
Broken Town. No town in particular. It's sort of end of pandemic.
Just say it's Detroit.
when I became single again.
No, I'm kidding.
Any place
Detroit
that's
actually
around
has
me.
A great music scene.
Right, right.
Okay, Broken Town. Let's go ahead and hear it. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know why that's doing that. I know it's not 14 minutes long.
Nope.
Here we go. Broken Town, brand new one from State of the Union. Whoops. Fantastic new tracks, guys.
Thank you very much.
State of the Union, brand new. That one was called Broken Town.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to let us reach out to the wide world and play this stuff, because all the work we do to make music and play, just getting it out there is very cool, so thank you very much.
Maybe next time we can go live. Maybe I'll try and get Studio D.
Let's do it here. Okay.
You like doing it?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Trim would work.
Sounds really fun.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that then.
Yeah.
Like I said, I enjoy it better when the bands are in here with me, but
Makes sense.
Some of the bands like an engineer with them. And I don't blame them, but I think it sounds like a better show this way.
Right, right.
What do we want to go out with? Well, where are you guys playing? What do you got going come up?
We got a show in one of our favorite towns, Lowell, at one of our favorite bars, the Worthen. It's July 23rd. It's a matinee. And we're playing with the Chelsea Curve, some buddies of ours. They're doing great.
They love should bring guys. In a few people.
Love
yep.
those guys. Yeah, love them. They've been friends of ours for a long time. They're awesome. Really happy that they're doing so well. So that should be a fun time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Let's bring you out with one of the older ones. What do you want to hear?
Man Overboard.
Man Overboard.
Looking a man overboard. There we go. I think. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, again, thank you very much.
Have you back in 6 months. Hopefully cool. We'll play live then.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Talk Sandy into it.
We'll get it done.
All right. Sounds good. There's an old one by them. Oh, we got a phone call. It might be for you guys. Let's see. MFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to the guys of the State of the Union.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Possible.
What's going on?
Yeah, they're right here.
Oh, okay. I'm listening to the broadcast, and it sounds like the DJ's talking, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, you shouldn't have your radio up when you talk to the DJ.
Oh, okay. All right, here I am.
Yeah. It gets confusing.
Oh, so they can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, hey, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, this is Ted.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
Hey, great. Ted.
So, your stuff sounds wicked good. Really, really good.
Thank you, Ted. Good to hear from you. Hope to see you at the show at the Worthen.
Now, when are you playing the Worthen?
July 23rd.
I'm putting that down. That's a must. Okay.
All right.
It's been a lot of time. All right.
Okay.
Now, is this CD going to be out soon? Is it out? How do we buy it?
It's an EP.
I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna do them, space them out as singles. Get the first few singles out, probably via Bandcamp, and then we'll get the CD made. The ED.
Are you gonna add more songs and make it a full CD?
I think, I don't know. We could do that. Still up in the air. We really did this to have as an idea of having singles to release.
Right.
Every 2-3 months, we'd have something new. But I still love the idea of a physical CD you can have in your hands and look at.
Oh, me too. That's why, I mean, people probably think I'm ancient going to full CD. I mean, album, but...
Yeah, I
still
deal
with CDs all the time.
It just seems like so many bands nowadays, too, they just release
songs. That was my next question also, because a lot of local bands, and even, big bands and local bands are doing vinyl. Have you ever thought of that, or... I don't know, it's kind of... I know it's out there.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think we've really thought of it.
I wouldn't even know how to begin.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it like at all the usual places you get CDs, but I would say our audience is a selective one, and it's probably, I think we're better off with CDs, I think. Because I know it's coming back, and I would love to hear what it sounds like on an LP, but the reality of it is we can't even give CDs away. That's the truth of
reality is we do give CDs away.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So having to lug extra vinyl to a gig is probably, if the road crew's up for it, we may have to look at that, though. It's a good idea.
Well, thanks a lot, Ted.
I'm sorry.
I said thanks a lot, Ted. Did you have another question?
Oh, just, while they were talking, they were saying, like, to dropping the new singles and stuff like that. When you drop a single, does it end up where can I listen to it?
Probably Bandcamp would be, and we do all that through our social media, but likely it'll be, you know, on Bandcamp is how we've been doing it lately.
Okay, great.
That would be how we release it.
But I'll be looking out for you guys on there. It was really nice to say hi and hear you guys, okay?
Yeah, nice to hear you, Ted. Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice radio station, too. Ever since I heard them going on there, I've been checking it out. So it's a cool station. Actually, I had that in my presets. I do listen to this radio station. It's very cool.
It
turned on to me because, you know, there's no commercials. It was wicked cool.
Yeah.
I just hear the music.
An occasional PSA, but that's it.
What is it?
An occasional public service announcement, but that's it.
Yeah, it's very good. And of course, a lot of music I don't know because I'm old, but it's good to listen to new stuff. You know, it's pretty cool.
I play a lot of old stuff, too. I'm not a youngin'.
Now, you were the singer for the Skyscrapers?
Thighscrapers. You're close.
Thighscrapers, yeah. Yep. I think Joey was a bass player for them, right?
Yes. Very good bass player for us.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't see you guys, but I know, you know, Joey would tell me about that when I'd see him at the gig with State of the Union.
Come and see us. Joe's usually in the audience.
There you go.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah,
all right, Ted. We got to take off, but thank you for the call.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Thank you. I'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye. Nice guy.
Yeah, one of our Lowell pals.
All right, guys. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon. Maybe I'll head up to the next show. Oh, wait, we got another call? we hung up. Oh, here we go. MFO, you're on the air.
Excuse me. What did he say? The name of your band was the Skyscrapers.
I think he called us the Skyscrapers.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, I wanted to call in because the State of the Union sounds awesome.
Thank you. This is Cal, songs. I could tell.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Joe and Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Hope to see you live pretty soon. But anyway, yes, it's fun to call in and say that. Okay.
Thanks, Cal. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, callers today.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And all that crowd of people outside that was trying to catch a glimpse of us when we came in, too. This is great.
I had to stop the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon. This is State of the Union, an older one, but a great one. Man Overboard.
Sirens. And- Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a monkey shine on his head, and Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn, they can move and burn, they can throw themselves against the wall, but they creep for what they need, and they explode to the call, and then they move. Like I told ya, very stupid like you saw, very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know, all the things that should have made us